Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Two drivers were shot and killed in separate shootings in Delaware County. KYW's Tim Jimenez is in Chester this morning, and he joins us live with more on this. Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, here in Chester, a stray bullet hit 62-year-old Diana Davis, according to police. She was on 9th Street and Central Avenue about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon when someone there in that area opened fire as she was hit, crashed into a pole. She had absolutely nothing to do with that shooting, according to police, and the entire situation actually could have been even worse. Police say another car was hit with bullets. Two women and a child were inside, but they were not hurt. Then about 4.5 hours later, not too far from here, Pennsylvania State Police responded to a crash on I-95 southbound in Tinicum Township. So this is not far from the airport. In the car, police say the victim had been shot and killed. Now, the southbound lanes were shut down for about 4 hours last night as police were investigating. And just to be clear, these two incidents are not connected. No evidence links them. But, of course, very serious situations. Anyone with information about the 95 shooting should call state police, Carol. And for the stray bullet shootings, Chester police, they're handling that one.